Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, telling them stories about my visits to other children all over the world. I had a visit last night with a lovely young lady. Her name was Penelope. And Penelope was a very beautiful little girl. She is just 5 years old. And she talked to me and she says, "Mr. Candle," see, I'm sitting right on her bedside table there and I'm glowing so brightly and so beautifully. And she says, "Mr. Candle," I said, "Yes, Penelope, how are you tonight?" She says, "Mr. Candle, I'm very unhappy." And I said, "Penelope, with such a beautiful face like you have and such a lovely being that you are, how could you ever be unhappy?" "Well, Mr. Candle, I am unhappy and I don't know what to do about it." "Well, you tell me all about it, Penelope." So this is what Penelope said. "Mr. Candle, I have some friends, and my mommy doesn't like my friends. She tells me that I should not have those friends because they're not good people that are going to make my life happy. And Mr. Candle, they are good people, and they do make my life happy. They're nice kids. I like them very much. And, you know, I went over to Mary Jane's house, and Mary Jane was there, and she was in her yard, and she had a shovel. And this is just a little shovel, and she was taking that shovel, and she was going around, and she was banging it on the ground, and banging it on the ground. And I said, 'Mary Jane, what are you doing?' And she said, 'I'm killing ants.' And I said, 'Well, for goodness sakes, why are you killing ants?' 'Well, because I don't like ants.' 'Well, Mary Jane, why don't you like ants?' 'Well, because they crawl all over and then they get on my legs and they get on my hands and I don't like ants. They're ugly things.' 'Well, Mary Jane, why do you think ants are ugly things?' 'Well, they're just ugly things. My mama says the house gets full of ants, so we poison them and we do this and we do that.' 'Now, Mary Jane, your mommy does what your mommy has to do. But Mary Jane, why don't you sit down here with me and do what my mommy taught me to do?' 'And what is that? What did your mommy teach you to do?' 'Well, come on now, sit down, sit down.' So Mary Jane and I, we sat down on the edge of the sand pile there. And ants were walking everywhere. And they had little holes, and they would bring little sticks down into their holes, and we would watch them. I'd say, 'Mary Jane, now come on, watch.' 'Oh, Penelope, you're always watching. You're always making fun things out of things.' 'That's right, Mary Jane, and I like it, don't you?' 'Well, well, rum.' 'My mommy says ants are bad.' 'Well, Mary Jane, let's look at these ants. Come on now.' So I had Mary Jane look at the ants. And Mary Jane looked at the ants, and I said, 'Now, see these guys? These guys are going back and forth, and they're carrying things, and they're bringing things into their house.' Now, Mary Jane, ants are like people. They have houses, and they have children. They have mothers, and they have fathers, and they have jobs to do, and they have mouths to feed. Just like our daddy has mouths to feed, our mommy has mouths to feed, and they are nice little guys.' 'Oh, really?' 'Yeah. Now, look, Mary Jane. Now, just closely look at one ant. Now watch him, and as he goes. And now, Mary Jane, try this. This is what I do. 'Hey, Mr. Ant, would you come over here, please?' And the ant was walking towards his house, and he didn't seem to hear me at first. And I said, 'Mr. Ant, I'm talking to you, and you know who I'm talking to, because I'm thinking about you, and I'm looking at you, and I'm talking to you, and you know who I'm talking about.' And at that moment, the ant stopped walking. And Mary Jane was so surprised. 'Do you think the ant heard you?' And Penelope, and like I said, yes, I think the aunt heard me. And so I said, aunt, turn around and look this way. And pretty soon the aunt turned around and looked at me. I said, aunt, will you please come over this direction? And the aunt didn't move for a second. And I told him, come on, aunt, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to kill you. I'm not going to do anything to make you unhappy. And then I told Mary Jane, I think that the aunt is saying, I never did think you were going to hurt me. You're not in my world. I didn't think about you at all that you were going to hurt me. Why should I think you're going to hurt me? And I told Mary Jane, well, you see, aunts do think. And so then the aunt sort of sat back and looked at me for a bit. And I said to the aunt, come on over this way. Come on. So little by little, the aunt started to come my way. And Mary Jane says, you talk to that aunt and it's coming your way? That's right, Mary Jane. Wow! And so pretty soon the aunt actually came over. And I put my finger down. And I said, aunt, climb up on my finger. And so the aunt walked right up on my finger. And I brought my finger up toward my face and I said, aunt, I love you. You're a nice guy. Do you have a family? And the aunt sort of turned toward his hole and said, maybe I better go to my home. And I said, look, Mary Jane, he's considering going back home because I told him about his family. Oh, come on now, Mary Jane said. Aunts don't do things like that. Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do. Now, aunt, look at me again. And so the aunt turned around and looked at me. And I said, aunt, I'm going to ask Mary Jane to be loving and gentle to all the aunts in the world, and all the aunts in the world are going to be Mary Jane's friends. And Mary Jane will be able to talk to the aunts and love the aunts, unconditionally loving the aunts and saying, you're good aunts, you're wonderful aunts. And Mary Jane looked at the aunt and she said, can I talk to the aunt too? And I said, sure, go ahead. You'd call, give him a name too. What name do you want to give him? I'll give him the name George. Okay. So Mary Jane said, hi, George. And George didn't recognize his name at first. And she says, aunt, your name is George. I'm calling you George just because that's a nice name. And the aunt sort of turned toward her direction as though he was listening to her. And Mary Jane says, George, I'm going to make it so that all you aunts are protected. And nobody's going to hurt you in my life. Everybody's going to love you. Everybody in the world is going to see you with unconditional love. And you're going to stay out of the pantry and you're going to stay outside here and do all sorts of good things. And you're going to live where you're happy. And I'm going to love you and come out and talk to you every single day and tell you how much I love you. And Mary Jane looked up at me and said, is that a good thing to do, Penelope? And I said, yes, indeed, Mary Jane. That's a good, very good thing to do. Well, we spent the rest of the afternoon talking to the aunts, and then it was time to go home for supper. And Mommy said, were you with that Mary Jane again? She's always doing naughty things. She's always, Mommy, Mary Jane is a wonderful girl. And you know, Mommy, I taught Mary Jane about aunts today. You taught Mary Jane about aunts. What did you say? I told Mary Jane that aunts were just like people, that they have homes and they have family and they have babies and they have children and they have daddies and mommies and they have all sorts of things. You did this? And what did she say? She says, well, I think from now on, I'm going to wrap all the aunts in the world in my blanket of unconditional love. Mary Jane said that? Yes, Mommy, Mary Jane said that. Penelope, how long have you been talking to Mary Jane? Well, you know, Mommy, she's my friend. Even though you didn't like her as my friend because you thought she was a naughty girl, I have always kept her as my friend because I love her and I am always me. You know I'm always me, Mommy. And so when I talk to her, then everything is all right. Well, I tell you, Penelope, you're a startling girl. You are a startling girl. But you know, you can't change everybody. No, Mommy, that's right. I can't change everybody, but I can always be me. And you showed me how to be me, and I like being me. Because I got my blanket of unconditional love that I wrap around everybody. And Mommy looked at me, sort of startled. And as she looked at me, she had some tears in her eyes. And she says, oh, Mary Jane is such a lovely girl in your life. I am so happy that you have her as your friend, because I know every one of your friends is wrapped in your blanket of unconditional love. Everyone in your world thinks just like you do, because you love them so. Mommy, I'm so happy you understand. Well, Mr. Candle, what do you think of that? Well, Penelope, I don't think you have a problem. I think your mommy understands you. Well, now that I tell you this story, Mr. Candle, I think mommy loves me too. And I think mommy understands me too. And I think mommy isn't going to say that I shouldn't have any bad friends anymore, because she'll know that they're all just like me, that I wrapped them in my blanket of unconditional love. Well, Penelope, if all the children of the world were to wrap everybody in their world in their blanket of unconditional love, what a wonderful world this would be. Well, you know, Mr. Candle, I think all the children of the world do wrap everyone and everything in their blanket of unconditional love. Because, Mr. Candle, that's all we know is unconditional love. And, Mr. Candle, you help us remember the warmth of unconditional love with your glowing flame. Thank you, Mr. Candle. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Penelope, it was a pleasure to be with you. Now, I see the Sandman coming in the door there. He's going to sprinkle you with pixie dust, so call your mommy and daddy and tell them to give me a big hug and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, and snuggle and kiss them and slide under the covers and have wonderful dreams of the wonderful ants in the world and the wonderful children in the world. For Penelope, you are indeed a wonderful girl. So, good night, boys and girls. I'll see you another time. This is Mr. Candle speaking, saying, I love you, I love you, I love you.